Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Freefall by Fern Michaels, performed by Laurel Merlington. Freefall. Prologue. Yoko Akiya walked through the small apartment behind her florist shop. It was dark outside, the rain drumming on the roof and windows, louder than she would have thought possible. Crossing her arms over her chest, she quickened her pacing. February was always so cold. She was nervous, full of anxiety as the day rushed to a close. Time to relax and meditate, time to pray. Everything was in place, her mat, her incense sticks, the pictures lined up on a red and gold shelf. All she had to do was take her place on the mat, shift her mind into the neutral zone, and do what she'd been doing daily for years. Today, though, there was no sense of peace in the ritual. Maybe she should wait till later. A hot cup of green tea might calm her down. She reversed her steps and headed for the tiny kitchen where a pot of tea was always ready. Yoko carried the fragile cup over to the table and sat down, her thoughts going in all directions as she tried to concentrate on tomorrow's trip to the Rutledge estate in McLean, Virginia. Finally, it was her turn. Her turn to get the revenge she'd hungered for all her life. The revenge that should have taken place a year ago, but due to circumstances beyond the sisterhood's control, had been put on hold. What specifically was bothering her? Was it that her mission was the last one? Was it that the sisterhood would be disbanded once her mission was complete? What would happen to Catherine, Isabel, Nikki, Alexis, Myra, and of course Charles? And now they had a new sister, Anna da Silva. What would happen to Anna? Would life just go on as though their past missions had never happened? How in the world was that possible? Yoko sipped at the hot tea, her eyes watered at the heat on her tongue. Outside, the hard rain splattered on the window. Normally, she liked the sound of rain, found it somehow comforting. But today the rain sounded ominous. Was it an omen of some kind? The tea was supposed to calm her. Why wasn't it happening? She slid off her chair and started to pace again as she struggled to find her inner core of calmness. It continued to elude her. A roll of thunder outside the small building startled her. She poured more tea and sat down at the table, then jumped back up almost immediately. It was Charles. Charles, Myra Rutledge's partner, was bothering her. It had been Charles's decision to put her mission on hold this past year because he had business abroad.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?